The government is accessing a facility from Austria to erect footbridges with ramps along the N1 highway to make it disability-friendly. The Minister of Roads and Highways, Jogi Dissuhu, made this known so the motoring public can also help to make the road friendly to the disabled by respecting traffic regulations. He noted that the completion of the N1 highway will improve the network of highways needed in the city and limit the time and cost of travelling. Ms. Ekitisu was speaking to Kingsley Obintre on Behind the News.
Now it takes just about 15 to 20 minutes on the highway, thereby limiting the travel time, which invariably or equally affect the cost of traveling along the corridor.
There is this issue, and it was a serious concern for those living with one disability or the other about being able to even cross the roads. And this is not the first time they are raising such concerns, but it's been completed without perhaps having all these concerns been taken into consideration.
Their complaints have been taken on board. We are trying to address them or have addressed them in a way. Though you may not immediately see those signs there, it has been programmed. There are going to be traffic signaling at the following points: Jaulu, La Paz Junction, Namiche, Kwashiman, and then as well as Awoshi Junction. With this traffic light regulatory points, there will be signal points for the disabled to easily cross over. However, we are equally accessing a facility from Austria to construct foot bridges at various points in the metropolis, including the stretch along the N1, whereby would be erecting foot bridges which will have those ramps that will make it user-friendly to these disabled.
Across the nation, do we have anything in place to ensure that people with disability are able to cross easily, whether holding a white cane or perhaps sitting in a wheelchair?
Yes, you know, it all depends on the discipline we have on our road. Without the corresponding discipline among motorists in particular, it may be another death trap that we may be setting for these our brothers and sisters. There is a need to inject a greater discipline in the motoring public.
Minister of Roads and Highways, Jogi Dissuhu, talking to Kingsley Obintre.